AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is both demanding other nations send warships to help keep the Strait of Hormuz open and insisting the U.S. doesn't need help. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says numerous countries are on their way without naming them, while suggesting others are not excited about the prospect.
The level of enthusiasm it matters to me.
At the same time,
we don't need anybody.
Saying he's pushing nations to join the effort in part to see how they react, noting he's long said countries whom the U.S. has helped will not reciprocate when asked. The president also says he's surprised Iran attacked Gulf countries after the U.S. and Israeli strikes.
Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
Though Tehran has long warned it would retaliate on the entire Middle East if attacked. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security goes on, lines keep getting longer at security checkpoints and airports. TSA workers aren't getting paid. Aaron Barker is president of the local union in Atlanta.
Many are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts. Every available financial option has been exhausted. Yet, these officers are still coming to work to protect the traveling public.
The CEOs of the nation's top airlines are imploring Congress to restore funding. Officials in Cuba say an island-wide blackout for some 11 million people is deepening. Cuba is blaming the blackout on a U.S. energy blockade after President Trump in January warned of tariffs for any countries that sell or provide oil to it. Duke is the number one seed in the NCAA men's tournament and number one in the final AP Top 25 of the regular season. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports some parts of the nation are dealing with snow, others high winds.
Extreme weather conditions from coast to coast putting 100 million people across the U.S. in the path of rough conditions. Storms across the nation's eastern half forced airlines to cancel more than 2,000 flights Monday. Many schools have to close in the mid-Atlantic states where high winds and tornadoes were in the forecast. Blizzards buried parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, while torrential rains flooded homes and washed out roads in Hawaii. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
This is what happens in March and April, right? It's this clash in the air masses. Winter not wanting to let go, from the north. And then obviously the sun's getting a little stronger. It's warming up in the south.
And he says California is dealing with unusually high temperatures for this time of year. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.